Yeah, I think somehow it was disconnected. This is a, I am doing dictation, initial psychiatric evaluation on Ahmed Misbah, Ahmed Misbah. His date of birth is 7/20/1956. Telephone number is 313-782-2679. Date of evaluation is January 12, 2026. Identification data. Misbah is a 69-year-old, married, male, living with his son at 32857 Cambridge, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Today, he was accompanied for psychiatric evaluation with his daughter, Shehnaz, S-H-A-H-N-A-J, period, Shehnaz Begum, B-E-G-U-M. Reason for evaluation, anxiety, depression. For long time, history of present illness. According to information provided by his daughter, indicate that patient, that his, her father was getting medications from Dr. Matthew in a low dose of Seroquel, 25 milligram at bedtime, but it was not effective, therefore switch over to treatment with Dr. Haddad, who was prescribing him Ativan, half milligram, and increased the dose of Seroquel to 100 milligrams, and he was diagnosed having psychosis. Thereafter, he was admitted to the hospital because of his restlessness and period of anxiety and was not feeling good, unable to stand still and more confused. He was admitted to Stonecrest, where he was treated with Klonopin 1 milligram 3 times a day, lithium 150 milligram 3 times a day, Seroquel 50 milligram daily. It was in November. He was continuing medication, but was always having complaint, although his anxiety was reduced, but he was not feeling good. Period. However, information obtained from his, her father, Mr. Ahmed, indicate that he has been feeling sad, depressed, having no appetite, all time sleepy, feeling restless, does not enjoy any hobbies, not feeling happy. And for the last 2 months, he has also noticed some memory problem, which is also disclosed by his daughter. Sometimes he gets feeling of worthlessness and helplessness. He isolates himself, does not want to talk to anyone, but does not describe any symptoms of hallucinations or delusion. And Mr. Ahmed believes that his current medication has not been helping him. Period. His past psychiatric history, positive for outpatient treatment from primary care physician, also by Dr. Haddad. He has one psychiatric admission because of the poor response with the outpatient treatment at Stonecrest in November of 2025. Yet, medical history is positive for coronary artery disease, and the stent placement, at least seven stent. History of diabetes, hypertension. Currently, he is on current medications are Plavix, aspirin, metoprolol, losartan, and Jondia for his diabetes. And his cardiologist is Dr. Scriber. Other psychotropic treatment include clonopin 1 mg 3 times a day, lithium 150 mg 3 times a day, seroquel 50 mg daily. However, no hospital record is available at this time for my review. But his daughter is a physician and would provide me during next follow appointment. His personal history. Patient was born in Bangladesh, BANGLADESH. Moved to this country in 1998. He's married with his wife for 40 years and has got two sons and two daughters. When he came to this country, he tried to work but unable to continue work, feeling more restlessness and sad. Yet he was working in a parking lot. Period. On social history, denies any history of alcohol or substance abuse, denies any allergy to any medication. On mental health examination, Mr. Ahmed present as a tall male, 5'4" in height, 147 pounds in weight. He was appropriately dressed. He was cooperative, having good eye contact. His speech was clear. During the course of evaluation, he has word finding difficulties. He does not look any restlessness. He was calm. Admit period of sadness, depression, and several complaints in the form of restlessness, unable to maintain gait, fogginess in the head, feeling of worthlessness, tired, no appetite, and sometimes isolated withdrawal behavior. He was having difficulty even to tell his personal history before he came to the USA. He described that he was born in 1956, but not sure about the month and the year. He described he lost memory for 2 months. Although he does not know the date, month, today's date, month, but year is 2025. He named the president Obama, although later on says Trump. His mood was sad, affect was flat, restricted, his speech was slow, motor activity was normal. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. He admitted positive vegetative symptoms of depression with period of anxiety and feeling of worthlessness, but denies any suicidal, homicidal ideation or any attempt in the past, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any pursuit feeling. He has difficulty to repeat digit forward and backward, indicating problem of immediate recent memory. His concentration was poor. He was unable to repeat 5 digit backward or recall objects. Abstraction ability was poor. He can name objects, follow commands. He can do simple addition, multiplication. Although he worked as a teacher and principal while back home, his judgment sight seems to be limited. Abstraction ability was poor. No agitation, aggression, or any behavior problem was reported by the family. Diagnosis: XS1, major depressive disorder, chronic with anxiety. XS2 differ. XS3, coronary artery disease with stent placement. Diabetes mellitus, hypertension. XS4, multiple medical comorbidities, problem of self-esteem, difficulty to communicate and interact, other psychosocial factors. XS5, 40, prognosis guarded, recommendation to get complete medical workup, especially his electrocardiogram, to rule out any QT changes, CBC decimal profile, thyroid profile, comprehensive metabolic profile. PET, urine analysis. His daughter would get information from his primary care physician. I will gradually wean off from clonopin and lithium. I discuss the process, monitor the response or any change in mental status. I will consider to start on seroquel low doses of 25 mg at bedtime for sleep, also help in anxiety. Start him on Zoloft 50 mg daily after meal. Explain the risk, benefit, side effect. PET. He has been getting physical therapy because under occupational therapy, as Mr. Ahmed was unable to maintain his balance, it was also recommended that give some protein drinks to improve, to provide energy and help him to get some strength, more social support should be given, allow him to improve his mobility. A follow appointment was given in 1 week. Prognosis guarded. This is the end of dictation done by Dr. Stogi. A copy to be forwarded to Dr. Matthew, his primary care physician. Prognosis guarded.